My God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've come to Good Friday, which is something for us. We see what our Lord has suffered for us. We see what our Lord has given up for us. He's given his life. And so we've come to this, the pinnacle of the liturgical year, with obviously the sacred triduum. It is what we prepare for during the whole time of Lent, these sacred 3 days. And so it's important for us then to try to utilize these sacred 3 days as we prepare for, obviously, for Easter. But again, time and time again, many of the spiritual authors have mentioned that if you want to try to get to the resurrection, you must go through the Passion. You must go through the suffering. And I would say it's the same way for us liturgically speaking. It's all well and good. We want to celebrate Easter, but if we lose sight of these sacred 3 days, well, then what good is it for us? Because as I say, this is the pinnacle for us. So I want to thank those that have made the efforts to come to, obviously, the first of last night, Holy Thursday, and then now Good Friday. And in a way, when we make the schedule, we make it to encompass the whole time that our Lord was on the cross. That's why stations start at 12. I know there can be a break in between, and maybe it is more difficult for families, larger families, or different things with young ones. But it is meant for us to be contemplating this whole time period of our Lord hanging on the cross from noon until 3. And so therefore, with the afternoon liturgy starting at 2, it ends around 4, so that we are contemplating our Lord's death on the cross. As I say, I know it can be difficult with larger families or different things or little ones for that length of a time period. But again, God will bless you for the effort that you make. Good Friday only comes once a year. And so for us, you know, to make Stations of the Cross on Good Friday, how much it means for us, and how much that we have to understand with these sacred 3 days. So something that, obviously, maybe I need to do better in passing along to you the importance of these 3 days, just for the attendance sometimes can be lacking. And so I give to you today the fourth word of our Lord from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It is also, if you were able to come last night when we stripped the altar, Psalm 21, that is the beginning of Psalm 21 that King David mentions to us. For the stripping of the altars, obviously for King David, with his sin, we have the penitential psalms that he made. And so this being one of those 7 penitential psalms, in forgiveness for his sin, but knowing full well that obviously Almighty God has not forsaken us, forsaken him. But I think it's good for us to meditate upon that. When if we look at the first 3 words of our Lord from the cross, he addressed them to, one, his enemies, to sinners, obviously we know, with the good thief signifying sinners. And then finally to saints, obviously the Blessed Virgin Mary and then Saint John. These next 2 words that he says, so my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then sitio, I thirst. These 2 words betray the sufferings of the God-man on the cross. So this fourth word symbolizes the suffering of man as if abandoned by God. I say as if because we know, again, God does not abandon us, but yet sometimes it feels that way, whether through desolation or because we see, obviously at this time period, of how far man is from God. And so granted, sometimes we wonder, when is God going to step in? When is God going to chastise the world, punish the world, fix the problems in the church? So seemingly, God has abandoned his church. Seemingly, he has abandoned his people. But again, we know that is not true. And so just as the fourth word symbolizes how man seems that they are abandoned by God, the fifth word symbolizes the sufferings of God abandoned by men. That is why then our Lord says, I thirst. And so when our Lord spoke these words, especially when he spoke the fourth word, a darkness covered the earth. Sometimes we can say that it seems that nature is indifferent to our sufferings. We can be going through so much. We hear the birds chirping. We see the sun shining. We're suffering. But with this, in a sense, the sun refused to shine on the crucifixion. So this is right around the time period of 3 p.m. before our Lord would give up the ghost. But again, our Lord hung for 3 hours. He hung on the cross for us. And we can say that as our Lord got close to his death on the cross, it is as if light was snuffed out like a candle. Just as we witness and see the candles extinguished, and then there is darkness, it is the same way with nature at this time. Because this was the crowning crime of mankind, the killing of our Lord on the cross. And so therefore, nature could not pass without a protest that would place itself all in darkness. And it's interesting that St. Denis at that time, when the darkness enveloped the entire world, he had said, either it is the end of the world or the God-man is dead. And that is what then ended up converting him to the faith that we see in St. Paul preaching to them. And so with that darkness that enveloped the world, there seems to be a withdrawal of God, the Father, in the terrible moment in which our Lord took upon himself the sins of the world and to redeem mankind. And so from that, when our Lord accepted the cross, he accepted the sins of mankind. That we know from his agony, he foresaw all of the sins of mankind. But he gave that acceptation when he accepted the cross, to bear the cross to us. And then, obviously, as he went through his passion and what he suffered, the crowning with thorns, his scourging, carrying of the cross, it was all meant to redeem mankind, and finally and fittingly, that he died on the cross as the proof of his true love for us. And so just as our Lord suffered alone in his agony, again, because of the weight of our sins, this pain and this desolation, that our Lord was rejected by his chosen people. He was rejected by his apostles. So therefore, our Lord suffered alone. I mean, certainly we know that the Blessed Virgin Mary was always with him. But it was as if our Lord suffered this pain in desolation. And in some ways, that should be a consolation for those that do suffer, for those that do feel alone or abandoned. The devil wants nothing more to discourage us, to make us fall into despair. It is what he did with, obviously, Judas. Judas felt because of his sin, because of betraying our Lord, there was no hope. But our Lord tried, our Lord extended out to him, friend. And yet, Judas despaired. We can say that discouragement, that despair that a soul goes through is the great enemy to the soul, because it pushes them to lose all hope. And we know hope is one of the three theological virtues, that we hope in our salvation because our Lord died on the cross for us. And that is why I say that these three sacred days, it is so important for us to understand them. And what better way to understand them by to take part in the liturgy itself? Yes, you can read about them, you can read what is said about them, but to take part and to see the actual liturgy before your eyes, bring it to life. I mean, that is what then should make for us a greater understanding of what our Lord did for us. And that is why we must seek after God. St. Francis de Sales has said, "Seek the God of consolation, not the consolations of God." And how true that is. How often, a lot of times, we seek consolations from Almighty God. Consolations in our prayer life, consolations in our daily life. But we see how our Lord, how He felt, hanging from the cross. Or also when we looked at the agony last night of seeing that our Lord, if this chalice could pass, let it pass. Again, these illustrations of our Lord's human nature speaking out, crying out. And then we see with this fourth word, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I mean, that is the contemplation we make today. But as I said, we can look at the world around us, we can see the discouragement, we can see the almost despair of losing hope. But that is where we must take consolation in these words of our Lord, hanging from the cross, a proof of His love for us. And so that is why, yes, it is very important for us to take part in these days. Because if we want to enjoy the resurrection, we have to go through the passion. We must suffer too, in one way or another. Whether it's a physical pain, whether it's a mental pain, whatever it may be, we have to suffer. Because our Lord had said, "Who is greater than the Master?" If the Master suffered these things, therefore so will we. And so that is why the liturgy of Good Friday is so beautiful. There are so many different events that take place during the liturgy. Let us take the opportunity to really think about it, but make it penetrate into your soul. It's very easy just to look at things in a more superficial way, just on the surface. We spend our time here 2 to 4, and then we go home, and that's the last we think of it. But that is why we must take this time of 12 to 3 to think about our Lord hanging on the cross. So I'll leave you with words of our Lord. Our Lord had said, "Do not imagine I'm going to speak to you of anything but my cross. By it I save the world. By it I will bring the world back to the truths of the faith and to the way of love." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.